Hello, and welcome to Healthy Bites, an all-encompassing podcast about your health from the Audrain County Health Department. Each week, we hope the information you hear on this show from a variety of experts in Audrain County, the state of Missouri, and the world will positively impact your health and your health decisions. We appreciate you taking the time out of your day to give us a listen. Now, on with the show with your host, Chris Newbrough.
Thanks and welcome to another edition of the Healthy Bites Podcast here at the Audrain County Health Department. Today I have with me Dr. Trina DeVault. She is a doctor of veterinary medicine at Mexico Animal Hospital. How are you?
I couldn't be better.
That's great. That's great. And Dr. DeVault, I wanted to talk with you, pull you in, you know, and wanted to start like a quarterly thing with you to talk about animal health because that's, well, they're residents of Audrain County. They're, you know, there are fur people. So I wanted to, but the first one we wanted to talk about, I brought you in today because we've got something going on in the country that probably needs to be addressed here to just kind of allay some fears, and that is H5N1. Right. It's been detected in cattle now. First of all, H5N1 is an avian flu, but what is it exactly?
So avian influenza is a contagious viral disease of domestic poultry and wild birds.
Okay.
It is something that is highly contagious and can wipe out entire flocks in a matter of days.
In a matter of days? Mm-hmm. It moves that quick?
It's a very fast-moving disease.
Is that, and maybe you don't know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask anyway, but is that because the animals, the birds are so small that it overtakes the body so fast? Whereas in humans, it moves fast, but it's not as lethal?
I think it's just a very specific disease to birds.
Okay.
So
we've got avian flu, and it's been around for years. It's been around forever. Where is it now?
So avian influenza is something different than kind of what's been pushed in the, or what is being, what's new.
Okay.
And what is new is that we have high path avian influenza that has now been detected in beef cows. And so, as to where it is, there are 9 confirmed states,
mm-hmm.
And those states are Colorado, Idaho, New Mexico, Michigan, Texas, Kansas, South Dakota, North Dakota, and there's one more, Ohio.
Okay.
So not here.
Right.
But definitely something that we're watching,
mm-hmm.
And paying attention to, because it is new into the not beef cows, but dairy cows.
Okay.
Lactating dairy cows.
Right. So what? Okay. If it's morphed over into the cattle world, what same effects? What kind of effect? First of all, what kind of effects does it have on the birds? What do you see? Do they just fall over dead, or can you tell that they have a flu?
Not that I've personally worked for it with avian influenza,
okay.
But avian influenza sudden death, I think is what it leads into.
Okay.
In cattle, you see a acute lack of lactation. So you go in a lactating cattle that's producing a huge amount of milk to suddenly she's producing little to none.
Okay.
And then can also have respiratory signs in lactating cattle. So
respiratory as far as like heavy breathing, I mean, not being able
it's to usually
catch your
a
breath,
clear or nasal discharge. Can be coughing, can be but primarily a nasal discharge. And the acute for the dairy farmer, a huge decrease in milk production.
Okay. So we've seen it in cattle. We've seen one confirmed case in humans, right? It has transferred
Correct.
Over to humans.
And the one confirmed case in humans was a pink eye.
Okay.
Conjunctivitis,
right.
Case that in the one confirmed case in a dairy worker.
Is that something you see in cattle and avian as well? Do you see pink eye in them or
not that I've seen reported?
Okay, so this is something new with the human aspect
right.
of it, but the only one case so far. So it's
only
not
one case is yeah from all of this has been reported in humans at all.
It's not highly pathogenic to humans yet. Is that a good way to put it?
Correct. It doesn't appear to be.
Okay. Okay.
So.
Besides pink, is pink eye something you need to look out for if you're a dairy farmer and or you know. Cattle farmer, Is that what you look for?
They recommend, so they recommend looking for pink eye, mild illness, any kind of shortness of breath. They recommend, monitoring for all of those things. But again, in the cases that we have documentation, it has been pink eye.
Okay.
What does it mean for our community's health?
Mm-hmm.
In Audrain County, as of right now, dairy cattle are not common in Audrain County. Not a huge percentage of what the cattle are in Audrain County.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No documented cases in Missouri at all.
Okay, that's good.
At this point in time, but certainly as you look into the health of your family and your, the health in general of our society, one of the things that they talk about is the importance of pasteurized milk. Pasteurization kills those diseases that we worry about.
Okay.
And so pasteurized milk is something that is important when looking at, the health of our society, of
right.
our community.
Gotcha.
So.
Yeah, yeah. So I know, like with COVID, they found in the, in that we shed the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that the virus in milk?
Yeah, the virus has been documented in milk.
Right, but it's only particles of the virus. It's not the full virus, right? Kind of the same thing with COVID?
Probably.
Okay. So we shouldn't worry too much about the milk supply right now?
No.
At all?
No.
Okay. What does it mean when those particles are showing up? It just means that cow was infected?
Right. And those infected cattle are taken outside the milk production anyway. So I don't know that I'm concerned about there being avian influenza in our milk supply to begin with, because, that milk production drops, and so that mm-hmm. sick animal is not producing milk to go into our milk supply.
Okay.
It kind of takes care of itself.
Okay. So the shedding of the particles may be that they contracted the virus, but they're not fully symptomatic yet, as far as it's just starting with them, and then they get them and they pull them out of the supply.
Well, I would think that when they become symptomatic, when they will be shedding their virus, mm-hmm. Their milk production is dropped.
Okay. So. Okay. So, as far as what does it mean for Audrain County itself? I mean,
So for Audrain County, if we have lactating dairy cows that are shipping across state lines,
mm-hmm.
so those animals are tested before that they can cross test. Before they cross state lines.
Mm-hmm.
So in or out of Missouri, those animals are going to be tested before they come into state lines.
Okay.
So they're trying to stop the spread. And
what's the test? Is it a blood test?
It's a blood test.
Okay. So they're trying to stop it at the border as much as possible.
Yeah. They're trying to stop it before it even gets anywhere close.
Sure. So. Sure. As far as it's in dairy cattle right now. Is that the only thing it's found in? So far?
There's been a documentation of a cat on the farm.
The feral cat.
So whether or not that's an incidental finding or not, whether or not that's truly, we don't know whether that cat wasn't unhealthy that it was found in, was the documentation that I saw. So.
Okay. So, but as far as, it's not, you said it's not in beef cattle. It's not in feed cattle.
It's not in beef cattle.
Okay.
They're not worried at all about non-lactating dairy cattle.
Okay. That's where I was going. I didn't know if there was any.
So as to Audrain County, if you have beef cattle, there is no concern for high path avian influenza. So.
As far as with avian influenza, is there a vaccine available for like if you have a chicken flock and you want to vaccinate your birds, is there a vaccine available for that?
I don't think so.
I didn't hadn't heard one yet, but I didn't know. You got more information on that than I do. So,
I have a backyard poultry flock, and as of As of right now, I'm not too worried about my poultry flock.
Okay. So I know that in the western arm of the county, we have the Amish population.
Sure.
And they do unpasteurized milk for the most part. They sell it as well. Any concern there?
Our society has been drinking, or our society for hundreds and hundreds of years, we have all consumed unpasteurized milk. It is just fairly recently that we have been pasteurizing milk. And are there concerns about unpasteurized milk? That's why we started pasteurizing. You know, there are always diseases that can be transmitted by unpasteurized milk. So I think it's important to pasteurize milk.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, it is something that people have survived for long periods of time with unpasteurized milk.
Okay. So not really a big concern then, as far as if you're drinking it and getting it from the Amish, getting, you know, if you're drinking it regularly. Yes, no. I mean, in relation to H5N1.
In relation to H5N1, that's not my primary concern.
Okay.
If we start seeing it in Missouri, would I take a second thought of it? Yes.
Okay. All right. So any advice just for the average person? I mean, as far as know it's out there, but don't worry.
Yes. I think the average person, you know, it's fine to know it's out there. But as to, it is not affecting Audrain County.
Gotcha.
And as of right now, for our, you know, our local cattle production, you know, obviously I'm a veterinarian.
Right.
I'm not a medical professional. I'm not a human medical professional.
Right. I was getting ready to make that distinction. I was like, well, wait a minute.
You know, for our livestock producers in Audrain County, it's something to be listening for, to be paying attention for, but not something that we need to be concerned about right now for Audrain County. You know, certainly looking at, you know, our core vaccines and, you know, reproductive health of our animals and making sure that we are, you know, keeping our animals in optimal production so that we can, you know, do what we're supposed to do and produce healthy, quality food for our community.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what we need to be focused on right now.
Very good. All right. Anything else dealing with H5N1?
We will keep our ears posted, our ears perked and waiting to see what happens. And, you know, the USDA seems to have it in hand at this moment as best we can. And so we'll just watch. And
What happens, though, to cascading effect if we get it in Missouri? What do they tell vets? What's the process? Can you walk us through that?
So the process becomes, you know, then further testing. So, you know, if we see it here in Missouri, then we will go through the channels of testing as the USDA gives us instructions and quarantine herds, quarantine, you know,
the milk production or
milk production.
Okay.
And certainly, you know, quarantine even that milk waste that would occur in that scenario.
Okay.
There are very controlled steps that get taken.
Yep.
And very careful steps to preserve our agriculture. I mean, always it is to preserve our agriculture and make sure our community maintains health and is strong.
Right. What will this become if we get it in Missouri, will you start testing for it with beef cattle? Will you start testing for it as far as, like, if you run a battery of tests on
monitoring is something monitoring is something that would always be recommended by the USDA, and so we would monitor and test as needed.
So. Okay, so more to come on that then.
More to come. Hopefully, nothing more to come.
There's a question because, you know, we just went through the COVID pandemic and it lasted 2 years, 3 years, four.
Right.
You know, it's still ongoing. I mean, it's still, but it's endemic now. But the pandemic itself lasts about 2 years. what's an average outbreak last as far as the avian flu?
It depends on how pathogenic the disease is. And certainly, I would not expect this to have the effects of COVID. This is, you know, obviously for humans, this is something that has, in our one human case, has caused pink eye. Mm-hmm. And so, not that it couldn't do something more, you know, there's always the individual that has, more health concerns. Not that it couldn't possibly do something. Again, right. I'm not a human medical.
Right.
But I do not anticipate this being, you know, to the level of COVID by any means.
Very good. That's what I wanted to hear. Dr. DeVault, thank you for coming in and talking about this.
All right, thank you.
That is Dr. Trina DeVault. She is with the Mexico Animal Hospital here in Mexico, and this is the Healthy Bites podcast here at the Audrain County Health Department. I'm your host, Chris Newbrough. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Audrain County Health Department's Healthy Bites podcast. We hope you will join us again next week as we bring you more discussion on health matters affecting Audrain County residents and the world with your host, Chris Newbrough. If you liked what you heard here, you can find out more information on our website, myachd.org. That's myachd.org. Thanks for listening. See you next week.